This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions matter.
Don't ask this
like,
question.
Like, have you personally been impacted by the happenings at Camp Lejeune?
Or do you know somebody that's been impacted by this? Because everybody's been.
So, you got me, Kevin Hagelin. You've got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. And I hadn't heard a Camp Lejeune commercial in a while. That used to be, I'm pretty sure, the only ad that we ran. And then that guy just said he went on a date at Camp Lejeune. And I feel like we just expanded the universe, the Lejeuneverse, if you will. I didn't even know. I just made that up on the spot. Thank you. I didn't even know that that was happening. And so I hope everybody's okay.
So far.
Or you get the help that you need? I don't know.
So far, I'm doing okay. But if I went to the doctor and they were like, oh, no, you've been lejeuned or whatever. Mm. Is it lejeuned or juned? Lejeuned. I would be like, oh, my gosh. And the doctor would say, yeah, a lot of cases have happened recently because all the commercials. I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
I could go to the gym. It's on. There are commercials on TV all the time. So this is a crisis right now, a PR crisis, much like Peyton's segment.
Oh, man. Mm.
PR crisis is what I want to call it. That's just for me. That's just, yeah, just because I think Peyton Russell's a cool name. Wink.
I don't think you can say the wink part out loud.
Okay, my bad.
That takes away from...
I'm sorry, wink.
Oh, my God. All right. We're the KNC Masterpiece, and let's...
You're the one that said Lejeune date or something like that and thought it was hilarious.
No. They, Lejeuneverse.
That's right.
Thank you. They are the ones in the advertisement who said they went on a date, and I thought people only got sick... because they were there. I didn't know that they were dating and mating and all of that stuff. So I was just intrigued by
somebody did text in and asked if we named the dog yesterday. Guys, we did not. Lejeune's a good name. We did not name the dog yesterday because when I got home, Adrian still liked Franklin and the kids hated it and they want Forrest. And so now we're sticking with Kodak for the moment because that was his original name. So we'll see how it goes. But he also did already pee on the floor and poop on the floor once. So we're rocking here.
Do you call him Kodak for now then? Or do people try to call the new name?
I say buddy. I'm just like, come on, buddy. Yeah, Adrian's saying, oh, come here, friend. And he's so confused. So that's probably why he went on the floor. Anyway, back to you, Kevin.
Man, it is going to be a show.
Good start.
All right, let's go. That is debatable.
The show has started.
Go ahead and give me cut number 7. Let's talk about those Dallas Stars.
Farley shoots, save made. A rebound. Star steal! Bar down on Hellebuck, and we're tied at 1.
So, we're going to preview Stars Oilers some here, and what Dallas has done so far in the playoffs that probably isn't going to fly against Edmonton. There's a couple things, but there's one thing in particular that I think could be completely problematic for the Stars going into this. But before we get into the specifics, what is y'all's general feel on this series? Besides, like, I'm excited to be in the Western Conference Finals. Is your general feel you think advantage Dallas or Edmonton?
My general feel is whoever wins 2 in a row wins.
Okay.
And like, that's a it could be anywhere in the series, but it's going to have to be two in a row in my opinion, because this is a very tightly matched pair of teams. Edmonton is a faster team. Like, they are a faster team, and it's been that way for a while. Adding Mikko to this team makes them faster, bigger, stronger. Dallas, though, in the last two series you've seen, it seems like one line has done the most work, and the rest of it is like, where is it all?
Yep.
So that's where I'm like, okay, I need a little extra from the other lines. I mean, the Sam Steele goal was great in game six. That was awesome. But we need a little extra from everybody else. But when it comes to what Edmund can do, they, like, McDavid, how many goals does he have in the playoffs right now?
Because I would have to look that up.
I think he has more assists in the playoffs than he does goals right now.
That tracks.
And that does track with him, because he's that good that he can set guys up. But when it's time, just like with Mikko, when it's time, all right, now it's time for me to do it. So that's what, like, we'll talk about him a lot. And also with Edmonton, Kevin, as we were listening this morning to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show, they had the guest on, and he was like, look, this team was hurt. A lot of their big-time players were hurt throughout the season. One of their stars was played 7 minutes this year, and now he's back. And so having them back, having that health back, is one of the reasons they're having such a good time in the playoffs right now. Very similar to getting Miro and Jason Robertson back and how that gave you a little boost.
Alec, what is your initial feel for how these two teams stack up?
It's tough because I think they're both very uniquely equipped to win this series, but I'm kind of with Corey, where I feel like momentum is going to play a big part in this series, and I know that this chair usually doesn't believe in momentum, but I'm of the opposite belief, and I've seen it so far really just in the whole Stanley Cup playoff, not even with the Stars run. But I am intrigued if McDavid does get to actually scoring more so than facilitating, then I think you've got a problem.
Yes.
Because I think that means that you are giving up some other inefficiencies are showing in some of those practices that you're putting out on the ice. Because if he's facilitating, that means that you're probably doubling him up pretty well and you're probably defending him well. If he's getting open lanes to shoot and he's scoring often, then your defense is breaking down in front of the net. So I'd say if... I really do like the two wins in a row theory, but if McDavid gets to scoring early, then I'd say Edmonton has the advantage.
And you just hit on something. I know it's a little bit different, but one of the phrases you just used was scoring early. Now let's talk about a flaw that the Stars have had thus far. They're here, so they've clearly been able to overcome it. I do not think that's going to be the case against Edmonton. In 13 postseason games for the Stars, how many of those times do you think they've scored the first goal?
One. I know the Wyatt Johnson one, right?
It's three.
Three?
Three times in 13 games, they've scored first.
All right.
And that's not going to fly against Edmonton. Now, I know
they play good with the lead.
Yes. Yes, for sure. And then I know the counter argument is going to be, well, of the other 10 times, they still finish.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Finished 5-5. I get you on that. I do. I just don't think you're going to be able to sustain that against an Edmonton team that has taken the lead and held the lead all across the playoffs, so much so that you look at their last 9 playoff games. They've won 8 of them. The one that they lost was when a goal went in with 0.4 seconds left. So even then, it's
which, Kevin, the Stars are good at.
Yes.
The Stars are very good at coming on strong late.
That is true, so, and that's going to be another thing.
I just don't want to wait on that.
The opening 2 to 3 minutes and the last 2 to 3 minutes of each period, that is going to be key. I'm sure you could argue that in most playoff series, but if the Stars are good at it, and you've seen if there is that susceptibility, perhaps Edmonton hits it there. But they have not. They have really been comfortable with the lead.
I'm very interested this series to see how the Stars play game one. Because we pointed out the Stars never win game one.
Except for last time.
Yeah, nobody had ever noticed that before until us. And then we pointed out, and guess what happens? The Stars win game one. So, but that was kind of it almost seemed as if it was a point of contention for the Stars. Hey, we need to go do this. And especially since we're going to be on the road for this one, we need to do this. When they did, though, you remember how they came out in that game? On fire.
Yeah.
Remember how they came out in game 6? On fire. And so I'm very curious if that's how they're going to open game 1 against Edmonton. We're going to attack you the same way, or if they're going to be as cautious as they sometimes are. In the playoffs, Kevin, this is the space and time continuum conversation I keep having. Like, you aren't doing as many things that are risky.
Yeah.
And because you're trying to protect, as we were talking yesterday with Broadus, the goaltender is more likely to hold the puck rather than slide it off to keep it going, because he would rather reset and get everybody a fresh set out there.
So one potential thing that could amp up the Stars' aggressiveness, will they shift to 12 forwards and 6 defensemen? If you look at the last few games, they've gone 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, so they could try to limit Haskinen's minutes. Yep. But what have you seen? They're starting to move back up. Now, I'm not saying he's going to go like 28 minutes like he did last playoffs, but if you move in that direction, you already have an offensively inclined defenseman who's back on the board. And now if you shift out one of your defensemen and then you add another forward, just theoretically, that should make you have the potential for more offense or maybe a little bit more aggression. So I wonder if they're going to make that switch.
What do you think bodes better for the Stars? Not for Edmonton, because Edmonton, I feel like if it's a shootout, if it's one of those kind of games,
you're going to lose.
It's in favor of them. I'm more in favor of going 7 defensemen. Last year, I feel like they went 5 and they tried to match Edmonton's offense, and that didn't work out.
So that's a good question. I think I like 12-6 because that probably means that you're going to have last year's playoff Miro, that you feel comfortable going 26 to 28 minutes per night. And so I think the idea is they're like, we can kind of absorb the loss of an extra defenseman because Miro will like more or less be picking up those minutes.
Okay.
And so I kind of like that idea. So
rolling out 6 and just feeling strong there. Okay.
And then you got to think it would be Lyubushkin or Petrovic that would take the seat. I don't know how they would do that or what the decision would be there. I would lean towards you would put Lyubushkin on the bench, but I don't know that, or as a scratch, but I don't know that to be the case. But that's something to watch out for.
Okay, is this Admit You're Wrong Tuesday or something? Or Admit...
That does feel like...
Or Thanks a Lot Tuesday?
That should be a segment.
I would like to say thanks a lot to Mason Marchment in Game 6. He was good in Game 6.
Yeah.
He was better in Game 6 than he was. And I was calling for a scratch. And after the game, it almost seemed like DeBoer was yelling at me. He was like, hey, don't forget about Mason Marchment and how good he was in this game. So I want to thanks Pete DeBoer for whatever talk you had with him. Or thank you, Mason, for triggering everything you needed to in game 6 for that to be successful. Good job, man.
I believe this is the 8th playoff meeting between the Stars and the Oilers. Like, if you just contain it to Dallas.
Doesn't feel like we've done well against them.
Believe it or not, We have done exceedingly well against them.
Great.
A long time ago.
Oh, crap.
Because we have only played them once in the playoffs in the last 20 years, and that was last year.
Okay.
So it used to, you used to play them just about every year. They played each other in the playoffs in 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, and 2003.
How do we do the last year?
We lost. And that was only the second time. You lost the first one and you lost the last one.
Okay.
So you lost in 97 and 2024. All of those playoff series in the middle, it was a rite of passage. Like death, taxes, beating the Avalanche in Game 7, and defeating the Edmonton Oilers on your way to a lengthy Stanley Cup run. But this is only the second time you've played them in the playoffs in a generation.
Yeah.
And so it feels like a lot of that backstory is kind of irrelevant.
Okay. Like, yeah, I agree with you.
I just don't feel like you're going to draw off of, well, we beat them in 03. Yeah. We got them.
It is always weird. With Colorado, you've dominated them for quite some time now.
Yes.
You know, like you feel pretty strong about this iteration of them. But when the Cowboys are like, oh my gosh, the rivalry with the Steelers goes back. Like, Rodgers not playing this year.
Right.
Guys, like, they're completely different. Right. Just because the brands exist doesn't mean that's the thing anymore.
I agree with you.
But if Roger was still playing, I guarantee you he could throw two or three touchdowns. Easy.
If there is one Stars player from the 98 to 2003 run that you think could still do it right now.
Right, could do it right now?
Yeah. Dude, you don't get that prime version to bring up. No, you get who they are right now.
Zubov.
Dude. Brett Hull's still pretty spicy.
He is still. He'll punch you, I think.
Did he punch you?
No, I just think he would if he needed to.
Okay.
He's a hole. You got to have hole. You don't remember those ads whenever they, you got to have hole.
877-881-1053
if you remember the you got to have a hole commercials.
I'm not disputing
Kevin
that.
Kevin obviously missed out on year 2000.
I don't remember that whatsoever. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, this is what I love. I was at many of those Oilers Stars playoff games in the late 90s, early 2000s. Tommy Salo had no chance. And they say if the Stars win four of the next seven games, they get a great chance of going to the Stanley Cup final.
Good. You know what? That's awesome. I appreciate that one. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.